at least for me. So, all right. Thank you all who took the Bechina for taking the Bechina. And for those who didn't, please take it soon. I think the makeup date is Thursday. Just take it. Regardless, know it, don't know it, just take it. Thank you. Okay, so let's get started. So we're starting a new malacha now. So we're gonna work on Tochein. We're trying to get through like most of the kitchen malachos. So we did Borer and Dash. Malabi is not really a kitchen malacha, but still, it's just related to Dash. So Tochein is, I guess, what you would call a kitchen malacha. Although, obviously, once you talk about Tochein, it makes sense that we should also transition from Tochein into medicine on Shabbos, and you know, because that's a gzeir mishum tochein, so at least that's the Rabbanon side of tochein. But let's work on the da'oraisa first. Let's work on the actual malacha. So there's not a major sugya, as far as I know, in Masechet Shabbos about tochein. It's pretty much a line or two lines, and that serves as the basis for everything. So the Gemara tells us in Ayin Dalet Amud Beis at the top, Omer Rav Papa Hayman Deparim, maybe that's the Girsa, Rashi, it's to Deparim Silka Chayiv Mishum Tochein. That if a person grinds up or pulverizes or does something, chops up a silka, you're Chayiv Mishum Tochein. Now, Dafka not translating that word silka because it can mean it's a machlokes rishonim. Amrav Menasha, Hayman Desolus Silti Chayiv Mishum Tochein. Ooh. If a person chops up wood, he's chayiv mishum tochein. So right off the bat, when you think of tochein, first thing we always think of is if you're dicing vegetables, if you're cutting up something or you're grinding up morar or something like that, you think of tochein in that regard. So you always have to ask yourself, wait, is this a food-related thing or is this just a general-related thing? So we know even bishul is not food-related necessarily. Bishul applies to even non-food items as well. And over here, the Gemara is explicit that tochein definitely applies to non-food items. It's going to be a little bit funny because the real shaila is not whether tochein applies to non-food items. The real shaila is, does tochein apply to food items? It could be that there's no tochein when it comes to food, but by non-food, it's pashut that there's tochein. The Gemara talks about chopping up wood. Chopping up wood is chayiv mishum tochein. And if you're machbid about a particular size, that you're cutting it down to a particular size, then you not only have a tochein problem, you could also have a mechatech problem. Okay, so that's the Gemara, that's the beginning and end, it's two dots to two dots, that's the whole thing. So a person chops up a silka, whatever a silka is, into tiny little pieces, chayiv mishum tochein. So Rashi right there on the spot says, I know what a silka is, it's a vegetable. And if you chop up this vegetable very finely, then you're chayiv mishum tochein. So the tochein does not only apply to wood, tochein applies to food as well, which is what we would normally assume. Problem is, the Rush does not think that could possibly be true. The Rush in Os Hey, in Siman Zayin Os Hey, the Rush writes, Mashi Pirish Rashi, Department Silkash, Mechatech Lirakos, Dak Dak, that it means that you chop up vegetables very small, Pirish Tamuahu, Davishu Ochel, Mechatechos, so Dak Dak, Ein Shaykh Batchim, he says, I don't get it. You have a steak in front of you, and you're cutting the steak to eat it. So you're going to have to cheshbin how small you're cutting the pieces to eat. That's not tochein. That's just eating. Whenever you eat, it's not a violation of tochein. You're cutting up vegetables. So you're cutting up. You have a what vegetable do you cut up when you eat? A cucumber. I don't know. Usually it comes cut up, right? But I guess but let's say so. You're cutting up a cucumber to eat. So you that's called it deserves a fist bump. Yes, that's chayiv mishum tochein. That's going to be tochein. It says the Rashi, you're eating. That's eating. That's not tochein. So this Rashi can't possibly be true. Says the Rashi. So there are no issues of tochein. Says the Rashi when you're dealing with food. Instead, the Rashi says like Rabbi Nachmanah. He says that we learn like the Rabbi Nachmanah that silka is wood from a dekel tree, which when you cut it, a certain kemach dak, a certain type of fine flour type of substance emerges when you cut this kind of wood. So basically, both lines in the Gemara are about non-food items. Both lines in the Gemara are about wood, which, you know, probably if you would have asked any of us before we started learning the sugya, what's a classic case of tochein? What's the paradigmatic example of tochein? Probably we would not have said that, you know, when those tree cutters come to your house, you know, to cut the dead tree, when they stick it through that machine, you know, that noisy machine, and then it just and shoots out the way. That's tochein. That's the real tochein. Oh, chopping vegetables, maybe yeah, maybe no, machlokas, Rashi. and the Rush, but the Rush says we pass like Rabbeinu Chananel, and we learn the Gemara like Rabbeinu Chananel, that it's only about wood, it's not about food at all. It's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that if you look in the Torah says like Rashi, right? The Torah says that if you chop up food, that Osir Lach Tochirak Duck Duck, but he says differently, a little bit differently, he says Shedome Letochei. That's an interesting phraseology, right? He says that why are you not allowed to chop up vegetables very tiny? Because it's dome letochim. Why would the Torah say dome letochim? Manavshuch, if you're passing like Rashi, it's not dome, it's chayv mishum tochim. That is tochim. And if you don't pass like Rashi, it's a zero. It's nothing. What do you mean that it's usher? Because dome letochim. If you hold like the Rashi, it's head to gomer. The Rashi says it's inconceivable that it's usher to eat. It's inconceivable that it's usher to cut up your food before you eat it. The Rush said. So what kind of lashon shedom letochin? So the Aruch HaShulchan isn't so bothered by that. What he's really bothered by is, Rush, you're you're the son of the Rush. So you're not supposed to argue on your father. So how could you just like this, you know, disregard your father's psak and instead just go with Rashi? Elamai, says the Aruch HaShulchan, no, the Torah really holds like the Rush as far as how to learn the Gemara. But the Torah just says, the Rush is correct how to learn the Gemara. The Gemara is telling me you're not allowed to chop up wood. And food is not included in Tochim Midoraisa. What the Torah means to say, though, is that even though the pshat in the Gemara is like his father, is like the Rush, the Svirle Dinehi Dechi of Chatos Lekopazed, the Gemara Mefarish Ka'aviv, he reads the Gemara like his father, Mikalmokum Kim Derashi Varambam, Asulomolu Libolahati. He says, you know, it's similar enough to Tochein that at least Rashi and the Rambam thought that it was Tochein, and therefore I can't be matir, and I have to say that it's Doma enough to Tochein that Rashi and the Rambam thought that it's Tochein, so we're going to have to ask for it. Yeah.
What is the Isser of Mechateh?
That's to cut something down to a very particular size.
It's a
Toda. No, so it's an Av Melacha. So the, yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch passings like Rashi, meaning this whole sugya would be very, very short sugya if we pass like the Rashi. It would just be like, okay, unless you're chopping wood, you know, you're not really going to have a problem. So, but like if you want to make an Israeli salad, you know, according to the Rashi, no problem. Just make your Israeli salad and you don't have to ask any questions. Just do it like however you want to do it. You want to grind up your maror, if you assume that horseradish is really maror, which, you know, most of the Klal Yisrael assumed for a long time, till recent years. So if you want to grind up your maror, so gzantei, grind up your maror, it's no problem. It's food, and food is not chayv mishum tochein, right? But yeah. Hi, Josh.
Hey. Quick question.
Where are you?
Is it Rebbe saying in Russia?
I said, like, where are you?
I'm in my apartment building.
Okay. It's a lot of lights.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the shul.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, if you want, I could give everyone a tour.
Please.
The Rush, when Rebbe was speaking of the Rush isn't just saying that it requires a different shear, meaning that by Tochein it needs to be avak, it needs to be dust.
I thought the way I read the Rush is that he was saying that it's a davashu ochel. Umechatech also dak dak, that it's not shaykh tchina. So you're emphasizing the mechatech also dak dak. I thought anything that's food, how can you say that food is going to be tochein?
Meaning, but isn't it one of the sidur de pas? Meaning, how does the Rush understand the Gemara calling it a sidur de pas?
Yeah, it's not food yet at that stage. Meaning, it's not edible yet at that stage. You're taking a kernel of wheat and you're grinding it into flour. Right, it's not edible before or after this. Yeah. So it's definitely involved in food. I don't know if you can see. Can you see? It's definitely involved in food preparation, right? But that's the So that's the Rush. But again, we assume that even with something that was edible before and edible after, so we're going to work with that assumption. However, not all the Rishonim are like of the same mind as far as what exactly the Gedarim of Tochein are. So far, we've just painted very broad strokes. We have the Rush. Certainly, if you read it the way I was reading it, that it doesn't apply to anything that's edible, and then you have Rashi that it applies to cutting vegetables. There are other Rishonim, however, that whose geder of tochein is at least iffy, you know, just to try to figure out, at least somewhat cryptic, to try to figure out what they mean. Most notably among them, the Rambam, right? The Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Hey writes that Ketzad Hamechate Chaseyerek Maat Maat. Then he adds in a word, Levashlo Harei Zechayiv Shazu Amlacha Told Us Tchina. Right? The Rambam says if you cut up a vegetable into tiny pieces, so okay, good. He's saying like Rashi, cut up a vegetable into tiny pieces. Then he adds a word, levashlo, in order to cook it, so that's a toldah of tochein. Meaning the av melacha is you're grinding up grain, like Josh said before, the sidur de pas, in order to make flour, in order to make bread, or whatever. But you chop up vegetables, so then it sounds like he's saying like Rashi, but then he throws in that word, levashlo. So why is it levasho? So apparently, it's a critical element to be chayv mishum tochein that you plan on cooking it. Now, why? Why would that matter? What you plan on doing? Do we have that with other malachos? That if I'm doing something with a kavana of what I'm going to do next, you know, so then it makes a difference in terms of the gedder of the malacha that I'm doing right now. I mean, you have two people, both of them are chopping vegetables. One of them is planning on cooking all the vegetables that he's chopping, and the other one is making a salad that he's going to eat raw. They're doing the exact same thing, cutting vegetables to the exact same size. One of them is chayv mishum tochein, the other one's not chayv mishum tochein. Right? Well, why would that be? What exactly? How can we be magdir tochein from that perspective? Rafi, you want to say something?
I thought you were thinking about that like you with the fruit and shvita, let's say whether chumi yisba, amal the shvita, amal the achila, or kavana, and how we're going to use it, and maybe should mashm shazavu and what they're after.
Oh, okay. Right, meaning whether depending on whether it has a din of zaysim v'anavim or not. Oh, okay. I mean, that's a very gedder of certain malachos. You know, sosa almanas livnos is only sosa if it's almanas livnos. Mochik almanas lichtov is also only not kosev almanas limchok, the other way around, right? Mochik almanas lichtov, right? You don't have to be kosev almanas limchok. Yeah. That dash is almanas livrar. That if you don't have right, so that would be similar to that. Meaning with the kosev and with the mochik and the sosar, not really the same because mochik and sosar are by definition destructive. So the only way to make it a tikkun, to make it a masakin, not a mekalkel, well, I've given that is only when it's almanas, meaning only when you're planning on doing something productive by being destructive. So yeah, there are examples of that, but the question is, why is that? Why is that? What does cooking have to do with tochein? Meaning, what does one got to do with the other? So if you look at the Beis Yosef writes nira shehu zal mefarish that the Rambam understands didavka nakat silka. Meaning, the Gemara was familiar probably with dozens of vegetables that it could have chosen. Why does the Gemara, when the Gemara gives a case of tochein, haiman de parim silka, that's like very highly specific. Why would it choose dafka a case of silka? He says, dafka nukat silka, shechot chun osa dak dak, lebishul, vuadun l'shar yurakos, shechot chun osa dak dak, lebishul. Ve'evshar da'afilu hein ha'cholus k'mon shein chayos, umchot chos un dak dak, livashel, nami mechayiv. He says, he alludes to something that he's masupik about in the Kesef Mishnah. He seems to be coming down on one side of it in Beis Yosef. Because Mishnah is masupik, he says, I don't understand. When the Rambam says that it's only amanas levashel, does that mean that it's something that you're going to need to cook in order for it to be edible? Meaning it's something that's not nechel kamo shulchai, it's not edible raw, and therefore it's only going to become this is part of the process of making it edible. So it's almanas levashel, but if you're never going to cook it, it's never going to be edible, and therefore it's not part of the sidur de pas, let's say. It's not part of the preparation, the food preparation. Or does he just mean that even if it is edible, it's a salad, you're cutting up peppers, and you could eat them, red peppers, yellow peppers, orange peppers, you could eat them the way they are, but you want to cook them, you want to roast them, you want to have roasted peppers instead of raw peppers, that maybe that alone is enough for it to be called Tochein Al Manas Levashel. So the Beis Yosef says that the Rambam is telling us that Tochein used as a preparation for Bishel, or you know, in the case of flour, as a preparation for lush, is the iser. But to cut it just to use it as is would not be iser, would not be aser. And that's you know really talking directly to the Rush. That the Rush's problem is that he says, I don't get it. This is just how you eat. You cut food before you eat it. So the Rambam will say, you're right. If you cut food very very small and then you eat it, you're right. That's not tochein. That's just eating. But if you're al menas levashel, then it's going to be tochein, meaning that the Rambam was bothered by the same kasha the Rush was bothered by, that how could you call it tochein when a person is cutting food to eat it? So the Rambam says, so elamayit must be that it's part of a food preparation process and not the last stage of the food preparation process. That it's a middle stage in the food preparation process. That's the geder of tochein. And if you're just cutting things up small to eat them right now, then it's not going to be the geder of tochein. So again, even though in the case of Mishnah, he's mesupuk, whether the Rambam means that there's only tochein on a vegetable that's inedible raw, or even on edible vegetables that you plan on cooking, in Beis Yosef, he seems to take the side that it applies even to edible vegetables, as long as you plan on cooking them. So you could even be cutting up cucumbers and red peppers. As long as you plan on cooking them, it's going to be a violation of tochein because it's a stage, a middle stage in the process. So, enochinami, what we said before, you could have two people chopping up the same exact vegetables, the same exact size, and one of them is chayv mishum tochein, the other one's not chayv mishum tochein. The one who plans on cooking them is chayv mishum tochein, and the other guy who doesn't plan on cooking them is not chayv mishum tochein. The Taz in Shin Chav Dalet Sivkat and Hay explains that the Rambam only asks tochein if you're doing it for after Shabbos. Ooh, the Taz has a totally different read of the Rambam. Why does Rambam say Al Manas Levashel? Because you know what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos? You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, right? We spent 6 weeks discussing that. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. So that's right. That's the summary of 6 weeks of learning. Okay, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. So if that's true, that you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, when the Rambam says Al Manas Levashel, it means that your plan is you're doing tochein for using it after Shabbos. And that's why he says it's not really about the bishul. It's about that you're not using it for right now, you're not using it for Shabbos. Saying Al Manas Levashel is just the easiest way to say that you're preparing it for after Shabbos. Wow, that's a little bit of a different read. It's not necessarily about the bishul, it's about the fact that this is a long-term kind of malacha. Right, so I mean, a hachana would be an issur d'rabbanan, let's say, but this would be an issur or an asay. This is a lav. This is a malacha. So that, but that's the gather of the malacha. So anyway, what limitations do we have so far? So we have the Rush that says l'chora that it can't apply to food. We have the Rambam that says that tochein can apply to food, but only food that you plan on cooking, not food that you don't plan on cooking. And then we have Rashi who says, nah, it applies to everything. It applies to food, nothing to do with cooking. As long as you're chopping up food small, it's still going to be tochein. There's the most startling limitation comes from Tosos, or at least the simple reading of Tosos. If you look at Tosos in the top right-hand corner of the page, on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Tosos writes the most shocking limitation. Haiman de Parmesil, Katos is bothered by the same kasha l'chora that was driving the Rambam. Of all the vegetables on earth, why would you pick a silka? Of all, what is a silka? How do they translate? A beet? Right? I think it's a beet. What? Yeah, so if it's of all the vegetables, you know, something that you like vegetables? Yeah, I love vegetables. Here's a beet. What? That's weird. Right? Of all the vegetables to pick, why would you pick a beet as the example? So the Rambam says, oh, because a beet is something that you have to cook. You can't just eat beets as they are. It's a root, right? A beet is a root, isn't it? Yeah. So it's like it's gross. That's like eating horseradish. Like, you know, you can't like, you got to cook it in order to have the beet is the purple one. Yeah, right? Okay, so that you have to wear gloves when you prepare them, otherwise your hands are purple for the next week, right? So, yeah, I definitely came home from the supermarket with the wrong vegetable when I was asked to bring home beets, at least once. But now I know, the beet is the purple one. So they sell them in Gourmet Glatt like... vacuum packed already, you know, they sell everything, right? You know, like they make everything easy. It's like the B'dikas Chametz packages, you know, with the ten things of bread. Anyway, so the kasha, I mean, of all vegetables on earth, why would you pick a silka? So says Tosos, you know why? Because silka is the only vegetable that Tochen applies to. Shocking. He says, Dafka b'silka shayich tchina, aval shar ochlin shari. All other food is not going to be a violation of Tochen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai and said that you're not allowed to cook. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, what am I not allowed to cook? And Hashem said, anything. You're not allowed to cook anything on Shabbos. And he said, and you're else? You're not allowed to grind. What are you not allowed to grind? Beets. What? How did that happen? That it's Dafka Silka? Okay, so I mean, that's a, you know, Namratza Shakasha. I mean, it's a Balabata Shakasha, you know, like, but still, I mean, it's a strong Balabata Shakasha. Like, how could that be? But there are stronger kashas on this. There are Gemaras against it. The Gemara on Kuf Yudalar and Beis talks about Knivas Hayerek, which is something that apparently you're allowed to do on Yom Kippur because of Agmas Nefesh. Okay, did we discuss Knivas Hayerek at all? We did a little bit. So the fact that we allow it on Yom Kippur must mean that it's not an Issa D'oraisa. If it's an Issa D'oraisa, you can't be Matim B'nei Agmas Nefesh on Yom Kippur. So Tosa says, I understand, isn't Knivas Hayerek an Issa of Tochim? So Tosa says, V'lo dam yilo hadam perakal gadol hayman deparim silka chayv mishum Tochim. Tahasa mayri kishosa chatichos dakos ma'od. Tosa says, you know why Knivas Hayerek, why this snipping of vegetables, cutting of vegetables is not a violation of Tochein? You know why it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan and therefore we're able to be Matir and Yom Kippur and it's not an Issa D'Oraisa? You want to know why it's not an Issa D'Oraisa? Because Knivas Hayerek is not when you're chopping it up so small. You're chopping it a little bigger, so you're not making small pieces. So, wait a second. If Tosos is correct, though, over here, on Ayin Dalet and Beis, the Tochen only applies to beets. Knivas Hayerek, Yerek is a broad term. Yerek means vegetables in general. Knivas Hayerek might just not be talking about beets. And that's why it's not a problem of Tochen. Tosos said, by the way, Akasha, why isn't it Tochen when you do Knivas Hayerek? Tosos should have said, because it's not beets. And there's no Tochen when you're not talking about beets. There's only Tochen on beets. Elamai, Tosos seems to assume that there's Tochen on all sorts of Yerekos. It's just unusual to say that Yerek is the term you're going to use. Yeah, but at least the Gemara said Silka over here. Over there, it calls it Knivas HaYerek. Yerek in Shas doesn't mean beets. It means any vegetable. So that's the kasha that the Achronim raised on Tosos. So if you look in the Drisha explains Tosos never meant to limit Tochen to just beets. Because it makes no sense. Why in the world would you limit Tochen to just beets? Tosos meant to say silka or kayotziba. Things that are like beets will be chayv mishum tochein. What do you mean like beets? Like the Rambam. Things that need cooking, that you can't eat raw. And beets are a good example. So any vegetable that you need to cook before you eat it, well, it will be an iser of tochein. And even so, if you cut it into larger pieces, then it's not tochein. That's what Tosos is answering over there. Can you say, Eric, if you cut it into larger pieces, is not chayv mishum tochein? Which would mean, Tosos is saying like the Rambam, if you assume that the Rambam holds that almanas levashel means that the vegetable is inedible raw, right? Not like the Beis Yosef ultimately says in the Rambam. Again, the Rambam said that it's tochen when you're grinding, when you're cutting up a vegetable in order to be mevashalit. So Kes Mishnah, two ways of understanding that Rambam. One is that the Rambam means that it's you're dealing with a vegetable that needs to be cooked in order to be edible, but any vegetable that's nechol kamo shulchai is not going to be subject to tochen. And then there's the way the Kes of Mishnah in the Beis Yosef seem to favor that no, even if it's edible raw, it's going to be chayv mishum tochein if your plan is to cook it. Tosos seems to be saying, at least the way the Drisha understands, like the first sad in how to understand the Rambam, the one that the Kesef Mishnah doesn't go with. that tochin is limited to those vegetables that need to be cooked in order to be eaten. And that's why it gives the example of slivka. Whereas the Rambam understands the way the Kesef Mishnah ultimately comes out in Beis Yosef, the Rambam understands that tochin is limited to those, not to a particular type of vegetable, but to what your plans are. Tochin is limited to those cases where you plan on cooking, regardless of whether it's a vegetable that actually needs cooking or doesn't need cooking. So it turns out that Tosfos and the Rambam are not necessarily aligned with each other. They're only aligned with each other if you say, like the Tzad in the Kesef Mishnah, that the Beis Yosef doesn't favor. So, okay, so again, what do we have? Rashi, tochin applies to everything. The Rash, it can't apply to food, bichlal, right? It can't apply to chopping up food into small pieces. Chopping food into small pieces is not tochin. Then you have the Rambam, that let's just call it the Rambam now when we say the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Rambam, that tochin applies to all foods and all vegetables, but only if you plan on cooking it. Only if you plan on cooking it. And then you have the Tosfos on Kuf Yudal and Beis, where Tosfos and Ayin Dal and Beis at the top, when you put it together with Tosfos and Kuf Yudal and Beis, where Tosfos says that Tochin applies only to those vegetables that are inedible raw. The Aruch HaShulchan says, okay, so how would you pass it? Now that you know what all the Rishonim say. So you have the Rush says it doesn't apply to food. You have the Rambam who says it only applies when you plan on cooking something. And maybe only applies to things that need to be cooked. You have Tosfos says it only applies to things that need to be cooked. And then you have Rashi, who says that just chopping up vegetables for your salad is tochin. So if you're the Mechaber, how would you pass it? So the Mechaber does pass like Rashi, but why? The Aruch HaShulchan in Siv Zayin says, I understand. Why does Shulchan Aruch prohibit cutting vegetables into tiny pieces? Rov Rishonim hold that normal vegetables that are edible raw are not subject to tochin, especially if you don't plan on cooking them. Meaning Shulchan Aruch goes with Rashi against the Rambam and against the Rush and against Tosfos and likely against the Rashba and the Ran also. So the Aruch HaShulchan is a little bit bothered. Why would he do that? Unless he thought that that's the way you read the Gemara. That's the simplest reading of the Gemara. It's like Rashi. So the simplest reading of the Gemara is going to be how Rashi learned, even though it's against all these Shittos. Yeah. What do you mean?
And the Jewish says that when Tosfos says silk of the Yotzebol, he means the Jewish version of the Rambam, that it's half the vegetables that need to be cooked.
Yeah, Enoch Yami. Beis Yosef can say it in Tosfos just like he says it in the Rambam. That Kiyotzebol me, well, no, meaning Kiyotzebol is on the type, the min of the vegetable. But the way we're learning the Rambam.
I thought Beis Yosef was trying to say that. Why did the Gemara choose Dafa Silga? And that was part of the
because in that case it's obvious that you plan on cooking it, but it doesn't have to be something that's obvious that you plan on cooking it. It's just what's ikker is that you plan on cooking it, not that it's obvious that you plan on cooking it. So kiyosibo wouldn't be as meduyuk, although a similar idea you could say that it chose silka just to choose an example where you're going to be cooking. No, because then you'd say Yurakos. Right? So by saying silka, you're being more limiting in some way.
So you need to specifically cook food?
I think you need to cook them in order for them to be edible. Right? You ever see beets? I don't think anyone would look at that and say, delish. Right? But when you cook them, then you cut them up into a salad and they're very good. I think. No? Do we agree? You've had it raw? Yeah?
It's better.
People eat them raw?
He's very excited. He said that. He probably makes it raw in salad, yeah.
Oh, how did he know I said that already? Okay, that's see on the Zoom? I'm charging registration fee.
It's a purple thing that you don't.
Yeah, it's that purple thing.
We
don't cook it? I think I'm pretty sure my wife cooks them before she puts them in my salad. I don't know. They're not crunchy. They're like soft. I don't know.
They're not edible.
People eat them.
Really, he said. He said his dad.
He's the dairy restaurants in the five towns put them in salads raw.
Which the dairy restaurants in the five towns put them in salads raw? Yeah, but they also think that kale is edible. They think sprouts are edible. I mean, whatever. That's not a riot. That's not a riot. It just means that there's a nutritionist that's recommending it. It doesn't mean that. Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Another potential limitation. Another potential limitation on Tochein. So again, we keep having all of these limitations on the Geder. Another limitation is non-Gidulei Karka. Is there Tochein by non-Gidulei Karka? So Tochein obviously in its source is about Gidulei Karka. It's about you're being Tochein wheat or you're being Tochein wood, right? And that's all obviously Gidulei Karka. So what if you want to be Tochein meat? You have a young child who's unable to really chew on big pieces of meat, so you want to cut it up into smaller pieces so that it'll be able to digest it, or old people sometimes. So is that Tochein? So the Trumas HaDesh in Siman Nun Vav says, you know what, really, the Rush is really right. There shouldn't be any Tochein when it comes to cutting up food. But because so many Rishonim disagree and think that there is Tochein when it comes to cutting up food, so Al Korchach, we have to say that we have to be Machmir that there is Tochein. So, but still, it's only those types of food that are Gidulei Karka. But if you have a food that's not Gidulei Karka, then it's not going to be a violation of Tochein. The Trumas HaDesh does not say that Ein Tochein Ela B'Gidulei Karka. The Trumas HaDesh says something much more nuanced, much more careful. He says, I really, really in my heart of hearts hold that the Rush is correct, that cutting up food is not a violation of Tochein. Elamai, I have Rashi standing against me. So we're going to have to be machmir for Shitas Rashi, but I'm only willing to be machmir for Shitas Rashi if it's Gidulei Karka. Then I'm willing to be moda that you can have Tochein when it comes to cutting up food. But if it's not Gidulei Karka, I'm not willing to say that there's Tochein by cutting up food. But that's when it comes to food. But let's say you're actually doing Tochein. Meaning, like Josh was saying before, the whole discussion about food is cutting. What if you're actually grinding something? What if you're actually grinding, wood into a flour? You're grinding it into a powder. What if you're really grinding something that's not food? So then it doesn't have to be Gidulei Karka. The only reason he imposed this limitation of Gidulei Karka is Bitsiruf, that really the Rush is really right, that it shouldn't be subject to Tochein at all when it comes to cutting up food. Okay, you're going to tell me that I got to be machmir like Rashi, that there's going to be Tochein when it comes to cutting up food. I'll be machmir like Rashi, but only for those kinds of food that are Gidulei Karka. So if you're cutting up meat for children, where it's Ochlin, but it's not Gidulei Karka, L'chari would be, says Shumas Desh, would be Mutter. Question is like, how does 1 plus 1 equal 2 over here? Meaning, the it's really 0 plus 0 equals 2. Meaning he's saying, I'm going to be machmir for Shitas Rashi. So once I'm machmir for Shitas Rashi, I'm telling you that there is Tochein when you're cutting up food. And I hold that there is Tochein by non-Gidulei Karka. But if it's already food, then it's got to be Gidulei Karka. Why? Meaning if you hold that Tochein applies to non-Gidulei Karka, why when it's food should it make a difference? Why does the fact that it's food change anything? So Shumas Deshen gives an example of that which is not Gidulei Karka and is also not a food and is going to be Chayv Midarais Mishum Tochein if you cut it up very small. He says, let's say you take raw meat and you feed it to animals. So that's not Ochlin. So if you cut it up before you feed it to the animals, it will be Chayv Darais. If you chop it up very small before you feed it to the animals, since it's not Ochlin, so I'm not running afoul of the Rush. The Rush would tell me foul. No, it was a bird. Somehow, okay, whatever. But I'm not getting in trouble with the Rush. The Rush would tell me that's something that's not Ochlin is subject to Tochein. So this isn't Ochlin, and therefore it's going to be Chayv Midaraisa. It's going to be Chayv Midaraisa, even though it's not Gidulei Karka. Then he says, meat not gidulei karka? We just had a whole discussion about that when we let melechas dash. Maybe meat is gidulei karka. And even if it's not, maybe we assume like Tosos that when something isn't food, it doesn't need to be gidulei karka. Or he then discusses that maybe it's nisa drabanan of shavya ochel or trichen ba ochel. The Rama in Siftes says, "Aval asr lachtoch dak dak basar chay lifnei ha'ofos." Right? The Rama paskins this trumas hadashen. That if you're taking meat and you're cutting it up into tiny little pieces, that's going to be asr. So it's funny because the trumas hadashen is not an easy read. The trumas hadashen starts off by saying, "And it's an issur d'oraisa." Right? It starts off by saying, "It's an issur d'oraisa." It's not gidulei karka. How could you say it's an issur d'oraisa if it's not gidulei karka? So he says, "Because it's not ochel." The limitation of gedulei karka is only on that which is ochel. This is an ochel, so it doesn't have to be gedulei karka. So it could still be an issur d'oraisa. Then he says, and furthermore, maybe it is gedulei karka because meat animals eat from that which grows from the ground. So then you're magadal behemos on karka. So maybe it is gedulei karka, right? So two reasons why it should be an issur d'oraisa, and then like he throws in at the end of the Trumas Hadashen, and besides, it's probably an issur d'rabanan anyway of the shviya ochel. You're taking something that wasn't an ochel and now you're making it an ochel, so that smacks of an issur d'rabanan of the shviya ochel. What just happened? Meaning, he was so good by saying it's daraisa. I have this reason it's daraisa and that reason it's daraisa, and then he throws in, and even if it's not daraisa, it's d'rabanan. So does he mean that it's d'rabanan, or does he mean that it's an issur d'oraisa? Not abundantly clear. Essentially, two reasons why you can't cut up raw meat to feed the birds. One is potentially d'oraisa, and the other that he throws in at the end is a concern me d'rabanan. It could be that he's changing his mind, and that he holds that really, ein tochein ela b'gidulei karka applies even to non-food. And therefore it's not a nisa d'oraisa, it's only a nisa d'rabanan. So just because the Rama asers, the Rama says that you're not allowed to cut up this raw meat for birds, the Rama says aser. Does that mean that it's nisa d'oraisa? I don't know. It's not abundantly clear. It depends how you read the Trumas Hadashen. It depends how the Rama read the Trumas Hadashen. It's hard to know how the Rama read the Trumas Hadashen. Yeah.
For cutting it up, for example, to give it to a child, but then you also take into account that it's a sakana and therefore it would be mother, or do you have to feed them something else?
So over there, it's different than the case of the oaf. By the oaf, we're talking about raw meat, which is not a food, right? If you're talking about meat that is a food, right? So that's exactly goof where the Trumas Hadashen was saying something that's an ochel anyway, which I really think the Rush is right. So to cut it up into tiny pieces should not be a problem. Right? Because it's not gidulei karka. But vegetables would be a problem because it is gidulei karka. Right? So that's where he applies his limitation. So gidulei karka is less of a limitation than what Tosa seemed to be saying and then what the Rambam seemed to be saying, but it's also a limitation, but it's an even smaller limitation than it sounds like. Because people always say, oh, ain't talking about gidulei karka, there's no tochein by non-gidulei. Not really. There's tochein by non-gidulei karka. Ain't tochein el gidulei karka on food, that's gidulei karka. That's where, the Trumas Hadashen is, or at least that's what the Trumas Hadashen is saying. Now, the Rama writes in Siftes, "Avol asher lachtoch dak dak baser chay lifnei ha'ofos tol vein yicholin la'achlo belo chituch kamashvilei ochel." Ooh, what does Rama say? He starts getting more specific. He says, why is it asher to cut up this raw meat? Kamash vilei ochel. Wait a second. We saw the Trumas Hadashen. What did the Trumas Hadashen say? He said it's an iser d'oraisa because it's not food, and even if it is food, it's gidulei karka. So it's d'oraisa. And then at the end, he says, or maybe it's only d'rabanan, but because l'shvui ochel, you're taking something that wasn't food, and you're making it into food, and that's an iser d'rabanan. Kamash vilei ochel. The Rama quotes that last line of the Trumas Hadashen. He doesn't quote the earlier parts of the Truma Sedeshin. So you read the Truma Sedeshin, you're a little confused. Is the Truma Sedeshin changing his mind? Is he just, like, you know, throwing the kitchen sink at you? You know, like, oh, once it's Daraisa, and it's Daraisa for this reason, for that reason, and it's this is Rabbanan also. You know, sometimes you read Poskim, and it's like, they'll tell you that something's Asur, they have to tell you it's Asur, it's against every Yisur in the Torah. Right? So they just keep throwing Yisurim at you. I remember I once asked Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein about the craziest Shaila that was ever asked. It was the Kohen who wanted to get a vasectomy so that he could marry. He wanted his shiksa wife to be Megayer and then to marry her. Problem was, Cohen is not allowed to marry Gyora, so he wanted to become a Patsua Daka to be able to marry his wife. So the easiest way to become a Patsua Daka is not by, you know, self-mutilation and castrating yourself, but it would be to go to a hospital and get a vasectomy. So he wanted to know, but the problem is that's an Issa Daraisa. So he wanted to know, can you go and get a vasectomy? And so I asked Yitzchak Zilberstein, like, what should I tell the guy? So Yitzchak Zilberstein said, he's going to be in violation of every Yisur in the Torah. He gave me a list of like 12 Yisurim. It's an Yisur of Chil Hashem, and it's an Yisur of Kedoshim Tiyu, and it's an Yisur, like, come on, like, you know, everything's an Yisur of those things, you know, like, but sometimes, you know, that's the way Poskim do it. They tell you that it's an Yisur of everything. It's a violation. So is that all the Truma Sedeshin was doing? If that's what the Truma Sedeshin was doing, then the Ramah put the emphasis on the wrong syllable, right? I mean, the Ramah says, Kamashi Leochel, right? The Ramah says that you're making an ochel. That's the Drabanan, that's the afterthought. He should have said it's Nisidor Raisa. So why does the Ramah say it like that? The implication of the Ramah is that Truma Sedeshin changed his mind. That initially he thought that it's going to be Nisidor Raisa. And they say, you know what? It's not Gidule Karka. So maybe there's no Isidor Raisa when it's not Gidule Karka. Maybe it's only in the Siddur Rabbanan. And that's what the Gra points out over here, that you see that the Truma Sedeshin ultimately changes his mind, the way the Ramah understands it. It's only in the Siddur Rabbanan. And then the Gra says, I'll tell you even further. It may not be Yasra at all. It may not even be in the Siddur Rabbanan. Because the Ramah elsewhere Paskins in Siman Shin Chav Dalet, which, by the way, the Ramah self-references right here, right? The Ramah quotes from Shemeshdeshen and says, look in Shin Chav Dalet. The Ramah in Shin Chav Dalet says that Matriya Chochel is the real reason, not Mashvi Ochel. Meaning the Ramah only, the Ramah seems to say we don't paskin like Kamashvi La Ochel being in Issa D'Rabbanan. So if we don't paskin that Kamashvi Ochel is in Issa D'Rabbanan, how come the Ramah is saying it over here? So the Gra says it could be that the whole thing is Heter Gomer. In other words, the Gra is telling you, "Ein tochein el gidul karka pshutu k'meshmo." And if it's not gidul karka, there's no tochein. Period. And therefore, you're chopping up meat; it's never going to be a problem against the Rama. Ramah says, like Truma Sedeshin, that it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. Truma Sedeshin initially started sounding like it's an Isser D'Raisa. So again, so if I were to ask you, is chopping up meat, right? Is chopping up meat a violation of the Melacha of Tochein? Right? So you would say, well, Truma Sedeshin starts off with the being an Isser D'Raisa, ends off with the being an Isser D'Rabbanan, the Ramah latches on to that it's an Isser D'Rabbanan, and the Gra says, had to go. Because really, ain't Tochein al b'gidulei karka. Machsa Shekel over here writes, L'chein yesh lomer d'vehem es kenu kavanas ramah v'mashu kasav d'ol k'mashvi le'ochel rots lomer sh'al yedei ze yesh bo mishum tochei uketam rishon shekasav b'trumas hadasha. He has a very creative reading of the Ramah. He says, you know, the Trumas Hadasha started off by saying it's Nisad Arayza and then threw in this k'mashvi le'ochel, which is in Nisad Rabbana. When the Ramah says k'mashvi le'ochel, he means to say that it's a real Issa D'Oraisa of Tochein. And he's just using that as a way of describing Tochein. He's not using Kamash V'Leochel the way the Gemara used the term Kamash V'Leochel, nor the way the Truma Sedeshin used the word Kamash V'Leochel. He's just saying Kamash V'Leochel is like a manner of speech as a way of describing what you're doing when you do the Malacha of Tochein. That when you do the Malacha of Tochein, you're preparing food. So he's describing what the Malach of Tochein always is. That is preparation of food. When you grind wheat, you're preparing food. It's Sidur de Paz. So that's all he's doing. So Machsa Shekel is a huge chiddush, because like if the Truma Sedeshin has a Lashon, And he clearly means that Lashon on a Drabana level. And the Ramah quotes that Lashon and tells you he's quoting from the Trumas Lashon, to then jump in and say, he doesn't mean it. You know, he really means to just, you know, describe the Melech of Tochim Midarais, but really we're going at the first half of the Trumas Lashon. That's very, very shver. So at the end of the day, we're not really sure. Does the Ramah hold the Sinus of Darais? Does the Ramah hold the Sinus of Drabanan? The Gras says, Ein Tochim El Begdule Karka, in the simplest way, in the most straightforward way. So you always have the Gra in your back pocket if you need a good kula on the limitations of Tochim. So, okay, so that's Chelek Aleph of the Melech of Tochim. Chelek Aleph of the Melech of Tochim are, in what ways the Melech of Tochim limited? So according to, again, just Chazit, according to Rashi, it's not limited at all. Tochim applies to anything and everything, pretty much, right? According to the Rush, Tochim is very limited. If you're going to cut up food, it's not a violation of Tochim. That's just how you eat when you cut up food. According to Tosfos, Tochim might be so limited that it only applies to beets, or maybe that's not really what Tosfos means. He means things that are inedible raw. But for foods that are edible raw, you're not going to have a violation of Tochim. According to the Rambam, Tochim only applies to cases where you plan on then cooking the item, not things that you don't plan on cooking. According to the Trumas Hadeshen, if you're talking about tochein on a food item, then it also needs to be gidule karka. But if it's not gidule karka, then you're not going to have tochein on a food item. And what if it is gidule karka? Even then, it might only be drabana. Right? That's how the Rama seems to understand, that it's only drabana. According to the Gra, ein tochein ella b'gidule karka, period. The only time you're ever going to have tochein is going to be gidule karka. So you have a lot of mahalchim in terms of what exactly the limitation on tochein is. So if I were to ask you, you're making an Israeli salad, right? Israeli salads where they chop it up really small, right? Cucumbers and tomatoes, right? So you chop it up really, really small. You're making an Israeli salad. How many of those rishonim that I just mentioned would hold that it's an Isra of Tochei? Rashi for sure, but not just Rashi. The Gra says Ein Tochei Ela B'Gidul Karka. So the Chora, the Gra also, right? The Rambam, no, because you're not planning on cooking. No, according to either Pshat, meaning you have to plan on cooking it. It's just so the only question is it only to vegetables that you must cook, right? But yeah, there's no plan on cooking. Not the Rambam. If you're just cutting cucumbers and tomatoes, the grub would say in tochin el b'gidul karka. So yes, there is tochin because it's gidul karka. What about the Shumas Deshan? What does Shumas Deshan say? Shumas Deshan would say right, but where he starts off before he gets to the case of the meat, he starts off by saying, look, I'm a rush man. I really like to say that there shouldn't be tochin when it comes to cutting up vegetables, but I'm going to have to be machmir like Rashi, at least if it's gidule karka. I'm going to be machmir like Rashi. So the Shemesh Zesh will be machmir. So can you cut up very tiny vegetables for these Israelis? L'chore, not. Right? And that's why Shulchan Aruch says, you know, cut up yirakos dak dak. So we're going to have to see what the limitations, what the heterim are. Right? Meaning, is there a way to do it that's going to make it mutter? We'll get there. Meaning, we'll get there not today, but on Wednesday. Another klal that comes up in the Melech of Tochein. Ein Tochein Achar Tochein. Right? We have a klal of Ein Bishel Achar Bishel. So is there a similar klal of Ein Tochein Achar Tochein? You have something that's already cooked, so to cook it again is not a violation of Bishel. If you have something that's already ground up, is grinding it further, is that a malacha of Tochei? So a number of Rishonim, the Agos Maimonides, the Mordechai, the Ran, the Rashbam, say that there's a klal in Tochei Nachar Tochei. Where does this come from? It's a Tosefta. Tosefta in the 15th parak of Shabbos, Halach Yudalid, Rabbi Dustoy, Rabbi Yani Omer, Mishemer Blazar, Molul in Esam Molul, Matzi in Esam Matzua, Va'of in Esam Afo, Yimavashal in Esam Vushal. If something was once crushed, there's no issue of crushing it again. And it throws it together with the mavashon and the mavushal. Just like, if something was once cooked, there's no issue of cooking it again.
Why is tochein originally awesome?
What do you mean?
What's the issue with grinding it in the first place?
It's a malach.
Okay.
That's how they would make bread.
I'm saying, why would not further crushing it, doing tofin a second time, is further crushing it?
So we're going to have to discuss, what exactly are the gedarim of this? Let's say I have something that was nidchan, and then it was reconstituted. They put it back together.
The Israeli style is even better with smaller. The smaller the chunks, the better.
Oh, okay, one second. So there are two ways we can look at tochen achat tochen. One is, you already ground it up into very small pieces, and now you're cutting it up even finer. Right? It was already cut up into like very tiny pieces, and now like you have a professional chef and so says, that's small? I'll show you small. Right? And he cuts it up even smaller. So where it's accomplishing something that wasn't yet previously accomplished. Another example of tochen achat tochen is you take a one of those metal things with the sharp sides, and you take a bar of chocolate. What do they call that?
Grater.
A grater, yes. And you start grating chocolate. So the cocoa beans, which is some percentage of the chocolate, right? When you have real chocolate, you ever see like the chocolate that like you can't eat because it's gross? You know, it's like 90%, you know, like the fruit or whatever. It's like you say bor pri eitz on it, not a shagel. Chocolate that we actually like the pesek zman, you know, even without the wafer, is you know, it's like 99% sugar and milk, and you know, there's a little bit of something to give it some color. But if you have like so it started as a bean. It started as a chocolate bean, and then it was ground up, so there was nitchan, and then somehow it was reconstituted, and now you have this chocolate bar that you got in the supermarket. So now I want to grind it up again. I want to grate it, right? Because it's gonna decorate a cake or something, or a chocolate mousse or something. You have gratings of chocolate on top. So is that you can say in tochen achat tochen. So these are two different in tochen achat tochen.
The second one is obvious. I'm saying you're going.
What's obvious? It's obvious
that
what?
That it should be allowed. That we say in tochen achat tochen because it was already grounded up to such a small thing. Now you're grinding it less. It was going to such a small thing to make the chocolate in the beginning. Okay, now you...
Yeah, but now it's been reconstituted. So I'm grinding something that's a whole piece. Right? So meaning these are two different... So depending on where Ein Tochen Achat Tochen comes from, and if it's a klal, assuming it's a klal, where it comes from, and what the nature of Ein Tochen Achat Tochen is, so we're going to have to see... What about by Bishul? Right? What would you say by Bishul? Ein Bishul Achat Bishul, but then you were unmevashalit. Do you have such a thing?
Davar Lach.
Davar Lach. Right? So you have machlokas whether ein bishalach or bishal by a davar lach, because it undid the bishal, the water cooled down, so it's no longer a mevushal. So is it going to be an isser to be mevashal it again? Machlokas rishonim.
Also on top of that, if you have something that you cook kimat up and you're saying
that's more like his example, right?
Right.
Meaning if you cook something to machlok ben drusai and then you cook it further, Rambam holds melacha d'oraisa, right? Because you're now doing something new that you haven't done yet. So that's your example, where you're cutting up a small vegetable, and then you cut them even smaller, something new that you haven't done yet. So let's back up a second. So again, Tosefta says such a klal. So if something was once crushed, there's no issur of tochein. Again, sounds like from the Tosefta, and the Rama seems to pass in this way. In Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Beis, the Rama writes, "Mutter lefarer lechem lifnei atarnagolim, daho ulu kvar nitchan ein lachush, dein tochein achar tochein." Says it straight out that if you're crushing up bread, the bread was once wheat, and the wheat was ground into flour, and that ground up flour is reconstituted into this bread, and if you then crush up that bread, don't worry about it, ain't tochen achar tochen. Question is, does everyone agree, and to what extent is that true? Meaning, do we apply it in all of these examples of ain't tochen achar tochen? So first of all, not everyone agrees. There are Rishonim that say explicitly that Yesh Tochen Achat Tochen.
Do you ever get into issues of numerous ingredients? I mean, even the chocolate bar, you can kind of get into, I mean, some to an extent, okay, maybe the chocolate itself is your grain, but let's say, I don't know, it's chocolate with almonds. It's not some other thing where you may have pieces that are going to...
Well, forget about the chocolate bar itself is milk and sugar and a million other things.
Other items that are inevitably in the reconstruction.
That are also being, okay, so we'll talk about that also. So the first thing to know is that there's a Tshuvas HaRashba. Chelek Dalet Siman Ayin Hey, the Rashba disagrees with this principle of Ein Tochen Achat Tochen. And it's all based on a different Vart he has. The Rashba talks about, which is going to be the next step in the Sugya, Tochen Lealter. Right? Meaning, is there a heter to do Tochen as long as you do it right before a meal? So the Rashba says, of course, derech achila b'kach. What's he bothered by? He's bothered by the same kasha the Rashba was bothered by. The Rashba says, what are you talking about? It's asur to cut vegetables, that's how you eat. So the Rashba says, yeah, you know, chinami, if that's how you eat, then it's not tochi. I mean, if you're just grinding something right before a meal, as you're eating it, you're cutting up steak into small pieces and eating it, and uchinami, that's not tochin. You're cutting up vegetables into small pieces and eating it, that's not tochin. And he says, tochin is like borer. And he says, an example of tochin lialter, he says, if you're grinding up bread in order to eat it right away, that's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because it's lialter. Wait a second. It's not a problem because it's lialter? Shilta Givorim and others point out, no. It should not be a problem because ain't tochin achar tochin. Elamai, the Rashba holds that no, it's yesh tochin achar tochin. The only reason it's not a problem is because of lialter. Which file away, we're going to have to come back to what the heter of lialter is and why there's a heter of lialter, if there's a heter of lialter. So file that away for now. But from the fact that the Rashba is so concerned about lialter, it tells you that he doesn't think that there's a klal of ain't tochin achar tochin. If not for lialter, you'd be chayiv for tochin on bread. So apparently the Rashba doesn't hold that this klal vein tochin achar tochin. The Rambam says that it's asur lefarer lechem b'Shabbos. So it sounds like the Rambam also doesn't hold the vein tochin achar tochin. The Mishal Melech in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, says that even if ein tochin achar tochin, it's not an automatic rule. Meaning, if you accomplish more the second time than you did the first time, you ground it up somewhat finely, and then the second time you grind it up even more, then yesh tochin achar tochin. You know, you find, he's in Chametz Matzah, right? So you find bread in your house on Erev Pesach Shchal B'Shabbos. So how do you get... How do you get rid of bread in your house and have Pesach Shchal B'Shabbos? Can't burn it. So you got mefarer v'zora l'ruach. Right? So you crush it up into tiny little pieces and you're like, so now we have toilets. You can flush it down the toilet. Fine. But you crush it up in tiny pieces and you let the wind take it away. So you might be crushing it up into very tiny pieces. So you want to get rid of it that way. In a way that's crushed up very finely. So says the Mishal Melech, when something is already ground up, you have to look at whether grinding it further accomplishes anything. But when it's very dark, when you're making it more dark, you're making it more like a flour, then you're actually changing something. You're actually making a real contribution. Meaning, essentially, the Mishal Melech says, "Ein tochin achar tochin mirrors ein bishul achar bishul." And just like Bein Bishal Achar Bishal, if you're cooking it further, you cooked it the first time only to Machul Ben Drusai, and now you cook it beyond Machul Ben Drusai, now you cook it Kol Tzarcho, it's in the Siddur Raisa, according to the Rambam. So too, if you ground something up, and now you're grinding it even further, so that's going to be in the Siddur Raisa. That's how the Mishnah Melech learns. So again, Ramah quotes this idea of Ein Tochin Achar Tochin when it comes to bread. The Rashba says, I never heard of such a klal, there's no rule of Ein Tochin Achar Tochin. The Mishnah Melech says, there is a rule of Ein Tochin Achar Tochin, but it's limited. Ein Tochin Achar Tochin means that if you're not really contributing anything new that you haven't contributed before.
Is there a shear of how much, meaning the parallel that in Bishal Achar
Tochin? Right, so by Bishal you have a shear called Machal Ben Drusai. Right, so whatever the shear of tochin is, so we're going to have to discuss when you cut up a vegetable, how small does it have to be cut up in order for it to be a violation of tochin? So that's what the Bir Halacha quotes in the Beis Yosef. He says, I don't know, be careful. You know, cut up kind of big pieces because there's no shear. Shai? Oh, so one second, we're going to have to get to reconstitute it, which is the Mishnah Melech's case, but we'll have to talk about it. So Rabbi Kiveger in Shin Beis of Zion raises the question, you know, this goes us back to Malabi, right? Shin Beis. So he raises the question as follows. Shulchan Aruch over there says that if you have dry mud on your suit on Shabbos, you can't scrape it off your suit on Shabbos. Why? Tochei. You're grinding up the dry mud. So it seemed that the mud was once finely ground dirt. The fact that there's some liquid that's now holding it together a little bit, that should be ein tochen achar tochen. Why would there be an isur tochen? So in the Tel Oros, on page Lamed Gimel, he suggests two answers. First one we're going to focus on now, which is that ein tochen achar tochen is only on foods. Other items are subject to tochen multiple times. To the extent that tochen applies to food, maybe ein tochen achar tochen, because it's such a chiddush to say that tochen applies to foods in the first place, maybe the limitation of ein tochen achar tochen is only by foods. When it comes to non-foods like mud or dirt, then there's going to be yesh tochen achar tochen. But the next two mahalchim are the real mahalchim I wanted to get to in terms of ein tochen achar tochen. And Bez Hashem will start with that on Wednesday. We got to take a look. You got to take a careful look. Chaznish Siminun Zayin. Take a look at Chaznish and the Eglital also, but primarily that Chaznish is important. Shvis HaShabbos also, but Chaznish. Take a look at that Chaznish, and that's going to be Shvis HaShabbos. What we're going to set up next is just to forecast what we're going to be doing. The Chaznish Siminun Zayin versus the Shvis HaShabbos. Did I put the Shvi'is HaShabbos in the Narma Kolmos? I don't know. The Shvi'is HaShabbos explaining the Gra. So there's Machlokas Chazanish and the Gra in terms of the Geder of Ein Tochin Achar Tochin. So that's what we'll get to next, and then we'll get into the Altar. So Ezra HaShab. Have a great day, everybody.